Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
It's one of my favorite conversations because when you talk to somebody that's like the Swiss Army knife of people.
I'm so excited about it. It's like, hold on, flyover family.
Like one of those Leatherman tools. If you got that on you, it's like, hey, what's the problem? I need a screwdriver. Bam, I got it.
Got
you know,
it.
Hey, I got a knife. What do you know I need? I got it. That's what this guest is. You know, he's a coach, part owner of 160 different companies. And not just, hey, have that, like I tagged that tree. I'm a part of it. He takes them from, you know, $1 million a year to $100 million a year.
Yeah,
he takes
them
from
astronomical
growth from here to there. And is that an anointing in that area, and had lived by a policy that he stuck to through thick and thin, never talk about religion or politics until government overreach shut down those companies, shut down those businesses with no common sense. And he did a deep dive and said, everything they're saying is wrong.
Yeah.
And I can't not say the truth. And so broke his own rule. And then it was years of bent up, no religion and politics. Still said the dam broke. And now he's annoyingly religion and politics because he's speaking the truth on those subjects.
Yes.
He's author of, I don't know, more books than probably any one
person.
He
writes a book over a weekend.
Can read. But we talk about this one a lot, The Great Reset versus The Great Awakening. It's got a lot of Bible verses in it, but it lays out clearly. If you want to know, oh, that's what they've been doing all this time, it was already written down and he laid it out for you in their terms. And then a business book that breaks down, you know, what do you need to do to become sustainably successful? Don't let the word rich throw you if you don't like rich people. Like, everybody hates them, but everybody kind of wants to be one.
True.
So if you want to be sustainably financially successful, this is it. So we're probably going to go both directions today with the Thrive Time Show host, one only, Clay Clark.
Yay!
Well, Dave, I've not shared this story publicly, and your intro, your monologue reminded me of this story. I really, really was excited about moving to Puerto Rico. I had committed myself that was going to do it. This was before the lockdowns.
You would sort of you would make a poor Puerto Rican. You would sort of stand out.
Well, you know, whitest guy on the island. John Lee Dumas. I'll pull up his website, but a friend of mine, he has a website called eofire.com. I'll pull it up so people can see it. He
brilliant.
Is one of the most successful podcasts on the planet, and he moved to Puerto Rico because in Puerto Rico, they have a tax system where if you live in Puerto Rico for more than half of the year, you pay very little taxes. And anytime I talk about taxes, I never want to get bad advice here. So this is the EO Fire podcast here. So you type in Puerto Rico, and you look it up here. So if you move to, it's called Act 22, and basically if you move to Puerto Rico, they reduce your income taxes down to a level where you're essentially paying almost nothing on any taxes in terms of income tax. And so for John Lee Dumas, he and I did a podcast together, and he was talking about how he was moving to Puerto Rico because he could reduce his income tax by, basically double his income. And he loves Puerto Rico, and there's massive avocados, and the weather's great, and the whole thing. And I thought to myself,
it's warm.
Man, massive avocados. I really did. I thought about going there, and then the Great Reset happened. But if the Great Reset had not had happened, I was mentally convinced and ready to go to move to Puerto Rico. And that's where, there's a precious metals expert. I don't know him, but Peter Schiff. Schiff, he lives in Puerto Rico.
I've heard
and
that.
You, as you start to study more and more libertarians, you'll discover that more and more of them live in Puerto Rico. So again, that's what I was going to do, Dave. And that's why I talked about the Thrive Time Show, business school without the BS, their religion, their politics, having a blasty blast, selling stuff, making money. And then the Great Reset happened. I feel like God called me. I wish I would have seen an audible voice, heard an audible voice or a burning bush, but here we are, and I never thought I would be doing this, Dave.
Well, you have some prophetic words, though, surrounding that you
God
couldn't
intervened.
Deny.
God
yeah,
intervened.
Exactly.
And he found a nice compromise and built a waterfall going into his pool.
There you go.
And so when you can't have Puerto Rico, you bring Puerto Rico to you, and you got the waterfall. So it's a win.
Yes. Well, okay. So now we get back into what's happening. This is kind of where my mind was. I told my wife, I said, I guess it's before I knew anything about a Kim Clement prophecy, or I never met Kim Clement before any of the Great Reawakening stuff. I just told my wife, if they do a lockdown, I'm not going to shut our businesses down, and I'm going to sue the mayor of Tulsa and then turn our building into a church, because I know the woke pastors. I know them.
Yeah.
And I know they are all going to lock down. And I remember everybody I would talk to would say, no, I wouldn't do that. You're no way. And I'm going, listen, I'm not a doom cloud. I'm just telling you, I see it happening. I watch the way these people work, their political correctness. And sure enough, Dave, lockdowns, quarantines, curfews.
Yeah.
And so I told all the pastors, all the congressmen, mayors, I convinced one mayor, my client, to keep the city of Broken Arrow open. So the whole city of Tulsa was locked down. And we got Broken Arrow is like the Alamo. We're open. The city where I'm a lead advisor. And he's my client, the mayor, Mayor Thurman, he calls me. He says, Clay, sales tax revenue's up like double. The whole city's booming. It's incredible. I go, well, yeah, because the whole city of Tulsa, which has 1 million people, now has to shop in 1/10 of Tulsa. Of course it's booming. And then it became like an economic thing. People were thinking, man, this Clay Clark is a genius. Well, not a genius. It's just if you're open, you won't be closed. And so
you do sell more when you're open.
That is true.
Controversial idea. So anyway, that's where we got here.
Was Vanessa on board with the Puerto Rico thing? Let me ask that because, you know, Vanessa, I don't know if she had been on board, but, you know, we have one thing in common. We both have a wife that's much more spiritually attuned, doesn't have, you know, Vanessa, your wife's like she's zero offensiveness. She's basically like you take an angel and pretty much change nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's she's like difference. She's like Clay without all the edgy offensiveness.
I don't think that she was down with it. You know, I don't think she was excited about it. My thought was, you know, is that we go to Puerto Rico and it'll grow on us, but we won't know until we're there for a decade. So I was kind of like, I didn't really know.
Is that how you got her to marry you in the first place? That same move.
Try it out for 3-4 years and we'll revisit and see.
Yeah, give me a decade.
Think about the math. You could reduce your income tax down to zero.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by most of the entrepreneurs that live in, most of the Americans that choose to move to Puerto Rico are successful entrepreneurs. So I thought my peer group is there. Yeah. I don't know if people know this, but I'll pull this up. There's a website called usdebtclock.org, US. And in America right now, I'm not trying to depress you, there's only 2.5% of our population is self-employed. We only have 9 million self-employed people in a population of 336 million. So if you go back 100 years ago, it would not be uncommon for your neighbor to be self-employed or to work for a small business. It's becoming more and more uncommon. And then when you look at Inc. magazine reporting that 96% of businesses fail by default, I'll pull this up so people can see I'm not making these stats up here. When you start to see the Inc. magazine says that 96% of businesses fail and you start to go, there's only 2.5% of our population that's even self-employed. You got like a 1 in 1,000 chance to be successful by default. And, you know, that's why I started doing workshops years ago is I thought it's very easy to achieve financial success. So what I'll do, Dave, is I'll just people can go to thrivetimeshow.com. I've been doing these since 2005. I've told people you just go there. You can request a ticket. Our next one is in June. We are going to have Tim Tebow, John Lee Dumas, Mr. Puerto Rico, I was talking about. They're going to be there. The most successful female literary agent on the planet, Esther Federkevich, Colton Dixon, the Christian music star, Michael Levine, the PR consultant for Michael Jackson, Prince, Nike. You know, and I would do these events and I would tell people they're $250 for a ticket. Back in the day, they were $200 a ticket or whatever you want to pay. And most people would ask me, why are you letting people name their price? Because that was like my ministry. I wasn't a pastor, but I thought, you know, I don't want anybody to be turned away. And so many millionaires have come from that. So many millionaires have come from that. And so, I don't know, Puerto Rico, I thought, man, my neighbor could be Dumas. Neighbor could be Peter Schiff. A lot of successful entrepreneurs I know live there. That'd be the great peer group, Dave. I was sold on it. I was ready to go. And then the Great Reset took it away from me, Dave.
Well, if you read like Atlas Shrugged and Ayn Rand, you know, you look at that storyline and it's like, you know, that, I don't know if people have read that, but they made it so difficult for people to succeed in entrepreneurism. Socialism had taken over the country so much that people were then disappearing to like a secret, you know, place and like faking their deaths and disappearing and stuff. That was kind of the storyline. That's kind of the world we're in now. Cause you look around, you're like, where are these innovators? Where's the Edisons? Where are the people, you know, the titans of industry that are doing this?
And that's what our country's based on is the free enterprise system that people aren't taking advantage of.
Well, you know, we were at the conference. I'm gonna give a big shout out to a company. There's a client I've worked with. I'm gonna give a shout out to a bunch of them real quick, but we were at the conference. You guys were there. And I celebrated multiple clients. I try to bring them up so people can meet these real people. And one of them I bring up, his name's Steve Currington. And, you know, Steve gets up and shares his deep life philosophy. And his philosophy was he buys Lamborghinis And then he finds a way to pay for them. And that's why he hired me. And I'm going, this is not the advice we want to give people, Steve. And Steve's like, I'm just telling you what I do. I buy Lamborghinis and then I hire you to help me pay for them. And that's why I've made so much money, is because I keep buying planes and Lamborghinis. And I thought, that's poor life advice. Get off the stage. Stop it, Steve. But by the way, Steve is a mortgage consultant who does mortgages in all 50 states. He's been a client of mine for almost a decade. And he came to a workshop, true story. And he called me on the phone at my house after said workshop. And he said, I want to become a client. And I said, okay. And he goes, I'm also trying to become sober. And I said, okay. And he's like, I'm going to be sober today and become a client again today. We're going to, and he's been sober since his first interaction, since he became a client. That's sober at the same time. And his whole life has changed. And that's a neat success story. And then at the conference,
love it.
We had a company called PMH OKC. They do outdoor living and fireplaces and home remodeling. And I met him. I'm not disrespecting him. I'm just telling you, he had about $1 million business when I met him. He just did this week $800,000 of sales.
In a week?
This week, yeah. So he did more sales this week than he was doing in a year. And I have this. I have permission from him to show the stats here. And so with our clients, I mean, if you have a tip like that and you can help people become millionaires, you want to do it.
Yeah.
And I want to teach people. And I thought, Stacy, surely the world would line up. And Michael Levine, the PR consultant for Nike and Michael Jackson, he pulls me aside. True story. He says to me, let me pull up the stat sheet here. We were in the Beverly Hills Hilton. I was there and my wife saw it happen. So you can ask her and she can verify it.
Okay.
But he turns to me. I'm walking out. By the way, he did 883,000 of sales last week.
That is awesome. How exciting is that? In 1 week.
883. Let me get it real quick here. Here we go. There you go. He did 883 last week. He did 543 the week before, 348 the week before. So he's doing more money and more revenue in 3 weeks than he used to do in a year. You know. So, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And so I thought, hey, if I teach entrepreneurship, the world would line up and want to buy it, you know? And and Michael Levine turns to me and he says to me, I don't believe you. And I said, you don't believe me? And this is not a Christian. He's not a spiritual advisor. And I paid him $25,000 for a 3-hour meeting with him. Okay. So I'm paying 25 grand to meet with him for the morning. And he said, I appreciate your time. I taught you about PR. It was a win-win. I enjoy teaching to people that are listening. I love it, but I don't think that you have a shot in hell to make a bit of a difference at all from anyone. And I'm going, boo. And I said, he said to me, it's not going to happen. I said, well, why? He goes, because people want Santa Claus, want free stuff for nothing. People want to get rich quick. No one wants to get up at 5 a.m. And you know what? I wake up at 5 a.m. You wake up at 5 a.m. And there's nobody who wants to wake up at 5 a.m. And you know what? I call my sales leads and you call your sales leads. And you know what? People can't handle reach. And he moves into like a mocking mode. And if you watch him, when he speaks at our conference, it's hilarious because he does not care. So he starts moving into the mocking mode. He's like, look at me. I'm the average caller. Someone rejected me. And he starts going into this where he's mocking me. And he's like, Clay, you teach people how to optimize a website, but they won't do it. You know why? Because they have anxiety. And he's like, meanwhile, I grew up with dyslexia. My dad was an alcoholic. And I view that as the key to my success. You know why? Because I could have got bitter, but instead I got better. But you know what? That's how you do it. You overcome adversity. But now people want to form a therapy session. They want to. And I thought to myself, this man is a sick, negative freak. I can't believe I just paid him $25,000. But I did learn a lot about PR. But over time, this ongoing conversation, this has been a 10-year relationship we've had now. Wow. And now we talk all the time. Wow. And basically he's going, are you having any success stories there, buddy? And I go, yeah, I actually got 160 of them. And he's like, well, I didn't see that coming. And so that's sort of the relationship. Meanwhile, EO Fire guy, he's more of a positive, optimistic kind of guy. And he's, you know, taught people how to launch successful podcasts and broadcasts. And that's his thing. And he basically interviews people about how they achieve success. And then he teaches that. Tim Tebow's nothing but positive all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want like Darth Vader to speak, ooh, you want That's going to be Michael Levine probably. It's a little bit of a hard slap to the face. If you want a little bit of a more of a positive, that's going to be Tim Tebow. You need some motivation. If you say, I don't need the motivation, I just need the specific steps, that's going to be Peter Taunton, who sold 2,000 franchises. If you want to just laugh and learn and also be inspired and kind of be entertained, that's Colton Dixon. If you want somebody who's ridiculously funny, that's Jill Donovan. She's unintentionally very, very funny. If you want someone who overcame the gang life and should be dead but isn't, that's Mondo de la Vega. And then if you want somebody who's just a woman boss, a woman who loves Christ and who said, I'm going to become the world's top literary agent, that's Esther Federkevich. And she got started by volunteering and interning for Dave Ramsey. So she got her start by calling Dave Ramsey interning, and there she is. Now she represents the biggest. Jensen Franklin, she represents him. Tim Tebow, insert the name of said Christian author. That's what she does. So it's going to be a blast.
And they're all
going
to be there at the business conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on June the 27th through the 28th.
All at the same time. And every inch of our building will be packed. We start off at 7. Dave, you've seen it. When the entrepreneurs show up, these are a group of intense. They get there at 7. They've been up since 4.
They get there at six because they're fighting for a front row seat. They're pushing for it. And I just want to talk to the Flyover family, because if you're wondering, like, I want to hear about the vaccine and this and what's going on here, and you know, where's artists and where's, you know, our mission. We paid for these mics. We can talk about whatever we want. We can have, you know, we just interviewed Ben Carson, you know, right before this. It's going to be an incredible show. You know, there's wider range of people. And when we're looking at the landscape of what's going on in our country, there is a little bit of political element. We're pulling. I'm still wearing my Trump 2020 band, and I'm all in. We're 329 days or whatever away from the 24 election. I couldn't be more all in. I already got signs in my yard for a local school board election. Like, we're all in on that space. You know, I've always been local action makes national impact. That's where Flynn took that phrase. But when the reason we have this conversation and we weave in these elements with Clay is because the answer isn't one person coming to Donald Trump doing 80 million things to save America. It's 80 million of us doing one thing to save the country ourselves. And that is awakening that entrepreneurial drive that, you know what, if it's to be, it's up to me, and all these kind of things that have just kind of reduced themselves to a plaque at Mardell's or something like that. And Clay has an anointing for doing this. Stacey and I spent 25 years in the business world, and we mentored a lot of people. We probably have about 100 people that we've worked with, hired, trained, that kind of went from struggling to financial independence. And it's something we enjoyed because I grew up broke. I still don't hardly know anybody in my family that could buy 4 tires at the same time when something goes wrong. If the washing machine breaks, it's a big drama. And they sort of take pride in that a little bit. And they find verses to sort of back that up and celebrate it. But we've kind of chiseled out a new thing. And so when we first met Clay, I'm like, oh, he's read the same books. He's excited by these same things, but he's found a way to scale that to the muffler shops and the pergola guy and the plastic surgeon and the roofer and every different type of business. And it's very franchisee formulaic. And so I want to shine light on that, because this is the hope to save America. Period. Well,
if you only have 2% of the population that's taken advantage of the free enterprise system, which our country is based on, why would we fight to keep our country as it is? Why not just let somebody else come in and take over if we're just going to work for them? The beauty of our country, that's why people are trying to get into our country, is because they can create a life for themselves and own a business, be in control, have a future, where they can't do that necessarily in all countries. That's the beauty of what we have. So if we can get more and more people owning their own business and taking control of their own financial future, we can help to save
our
country.
Doesn't just start. Say, well, I don't know if I'm entrepreneurial. I was on our son when our son first left our home. He was working at a steakhouse called Cattleman's in California, and it's kind of this entry level steakhouse to give you the most amount of food for the cheapest price. Kids eat free on Wednesdays, you know, and it was just a terrible experience. And he thought he was going to, you know, start at the top. They started him out in the dish room. And I told Colton, I said, listen, here's the deal. You think he spoke 2 languages. He thought he should be at the top. I'm like, well, the marketplace thinks you should be at the bottom because that's where you are. If the marketplace had more value for what you brought, they would have made you the manager. And I said, these principles that you would teach a CEO, I'm like, they work at the entry level. I don't care what your job is, flyover family. I told Colton, I said, every day when you go to work, you need to dress for the job you want. So he started coming in dressed in a sweater, you know, being ready to go, and then changed into his dishwashing clothes. And then he would leave smelling like onions and stinking, and it was awful. And I said, you need to so outperform the job you're at that the marketplace demands you go up to the top, and that you get a promotion. And like, make it so that when you leave, they'd have to rewrite the manual of this is how this job's supposed to be done. You change the way dishwashing's done at Cattleman's Steakhouse forever. And it's like the stuff that Clay teaches, I don't care if you just want to dominate the job you're in, you want to, you know, start a side hustle in addition to what you're doing, if you want to have your wife stay home with the kids and do something on, like, there's a million options, and these things apply across the board. That's why I'm so excited about him, because I know these things work. We bring on Kirk Elliott because I know his investment strategies work, and he knows the dollar. That's why we bring on the doctors that we bring on, because they're counter big the pharmaceutical industrial complex, because I know those things work. We only bring on guests. I'm like, this person has the secret sauce in this area. And so I'm more excited about this kind of content than about anything else we talk about, because it breaks people free and it's timeless Proverbs like wisdom, and it works across the board. And this is what people need, regardless of who gets elected. They need this in order to make America what it was meant to be.
Pile real quick. This is a true story. I just got the phone with a lady right before I called you. True story. I won't mention her name, but last year she had no money, and she anonymously donated $10,000 to the Reawaken Tour to help pay for these events that we host that lose money. So if you go to timetoreamerica.com, you know, my wife and I, we've come up with this amazing formula to lose money called the Reawaken Tour. And what we do is we travel around and we bring in world-class speakers, Eric Trump, General Flynn, Kash Patel, to share what's going on and how we can save our But it's not a profitable deal. I mean, any given night, I mean, last night you had the Philadelphia 76ers were playing somebody and the arena was full. And I know this because I went to get a steak and it was like people were lined up to watch the game. They're going to sell 20,000 tickets to every game, to every mindless interaction. Meanwhile, college football or college basketball is heating up. Those events, America has already been excited about sports for a long time. We're trying to spark a revival and an excitement about saving our country. But you can't do that if you can't afford to host the event. So I go back to this lady. She just talked to her. She said, I don't know if you remember me. She said, my business was not in a good spot, and I donated $10,000 to you last year. And I just listened to your show every day. And I go, you do? Which, because if you go on Spotify, it's a different conversation now, okay? So if you go on Rumble, I put everything out. But on Spotify, I can't. They won't allow it to go out. So she said, I listen on the Rumble. And so I said, so you mean to tell me, like, in your given week, you might be hearing, like, an interview with Ken Schmidt, communications director of Parley, but you're also hearing an interview with, I don't know, Kash Patel or Peter Navarro? And she said, yeah. And she said, I've been implementing all the business stuff. And this is what she just said. She goes, I found it hard to implement the stuff I'm learning about saving our country because I don't know what I can do, but I've just donated to you and then a whole bunch of other people. And so I want, you know, I've been implementing it and I've grown my business by $1 million. So we're $1 million larger than we were last year. And so we made about 400,000 extra profit. She runs her business at about a 40% margin. And so I said, so what do you want to do? Well, I want to become a client now because I listened to the show and it makes sense. So I just want to become a client, come to the conference and the whole thing. But I just thought it was interesting that here the conversations with, she just was attending the Reawaken America Tour in Virginia. And she learned all the stuff that was wrong with the country, thought to herself, what can I do? And her answer was, I can help fund people like Peter Navarro, people like President Trump that need the financial support. So she got serious about her business. And she grew her business and had success. And now she's funding people like Peter Navarro, General Flynn. And now she's coming to our conference in June. So again, these are the kinds of stories that never cease to amaze me. And I want to show people some news of the day we need to get into here. And these are some things we need to, there's some causes we need to support today. So the first one here, this is Peter Navarro. And Peter Navarro did an interview last night with Donald J. Trump Jr. Both of these men are men that I know. And I respect, and I won't be able to watch this interview. This is the final interview. Now, Peter, this is the night before he goes to prison. Imagine that you're 74 years old and you're going to prison for the foreseeable future. Doing, he thinks, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hop on an interview and talk about saving America.
And I wish we had a billion of you, not the people that we have in Washington, including all, you know, the vast majority of those supposedly on our side. But first off, I guess
That's been disheartening how many Republicans in the House have not seized the opportunity they got in 2022. But let me just explain to your viewers and listeners what's at stake here. And the broad stroke here is, look, men and women of America throughout our history have shed blood, lost their lives for the defense of this country, defense of what we stand for, defense of our values, defense of the Constitution. And for me, it's a much smaller sacrifice to be willing to go to prison.
So, I mean, this is the mindset that he has, that he and I share. So you say, well, what can I do with this? I got to go back to the lady I just talked to. I wish I could share her name because it's such a special story, but I told her. But it's just, I think sometimes people, they hear these stories and they think they're esoteric or vague or maybe not true or whatever. But this lady just has a normal business that was just putzing along, earning out a decent income. Her and her husband had a business that, you know, she could come to a Reawaken tour. She could live a nice life. They could go out for a steak. And she was like, I'm going to turbo business and give all of the profits away to support people. And so she said, you were the first one I supported because I learned so much from your podcast. I donated my first 10,000 of extra profits to you guys. And now I'm working down the line. And that's just such a powerful story. So
it's powerful. If
you go to givesendgo.com/Navarro, my friend Peter Navarro is going to prison right now. And so that's happening right now. And everybody needs to know that's happening right now, despite the fact that it's unconstitutional, despite the fact that he basically single-handedly, I mean, he and Trump, they worked together, those two worked together to dramatically alter the U.S. economy through lowering the taxation, deregulation, and this idea of tough negotiation with China. He's the first person in the White House to call out Fauci and the first person in the Trump administration to declare that the shots are, in fact, bioweapons and that they were lied to about them. I mean, this is you talk about the integrity to say, hey, by the way, I was wrong. I was lied to. These shots are bioweapons. This guy's next level. So that's why this guy, they're coming after him. So if anybody goes to givesendgo.com/Navarro and you donate anything at all, $5, $10, whatever. And if you say, I don't have any money, then start a business. I mean, I mean that sincerely. I mean, there was a paramedic. You guys might have met him at one of the conferences. He was a former paramedic and experience in business. And his name is Thomas Crossan. I'll pull up his website so you can verify he's real. He's done multiple testimonial videos. And he was going, you know, all these people around me are making a lot of money on your podcast. So I'm going to also make a lot of money. And now he's got a multi-million dollar business called Full Package Media. He's a paramedic. So if you're out there saying that you can't donate $5 right now and you want to grow a business, come to the workshop. And if you use promo code FLYOVER, you have a chance to win a backstage pass to meet Tim Tebow. So maybe you say, I don't want to meet Tim Tebow. Fine, don't meet Tim Tebow. But go to Thrive Pack, request your ticket there. And again, givesendgo.com/Navarro. Next news we need to unpack here is Flynn is saying the uncomfortable thing out in a country where people don't like to hear the truth sometimes. So listen to what he said last night on the watch Benny's face. Benny, I don't have a problem with Benny, but Benny is sort of a conservative, positive person, whatever that is. And Flynn is just sharing with him that Darth Vader, Michael sort of fact sandwich. And I want people to watch what happens here. It's wild.
And this is why these people, Donald Trump loves this country and he knows exactly what's happening. And boy, are they trying to assassinate this man. They're going to try to put him into jail. I don't know if we can have can we have a president run from prison? Probably, because we'd still vote for him. We'd probably, you know, we'd still go for this man. I mean, we need to have, and number one, he's proven. Now, I always say, and I talk about this in the movie, you know, I mean, the guy let me go. Okay, I got it. But I understand why. And I describe that in the film. Because I think it's important for people to understand, because I get all kinds of.
Now, I want to make sure people really understand this idea, and I'm going to give you a big fact buffet here. I'm pulling up on my screen to my left, and I know some people get frustrated. I don't look at the camera, but I'm giving you facts on the screen here. So here we go. So Trump has 6 days left to come up with the money needed. So he has 6 days left, 6 days left to put up the money from these ridiculous, bogus lawsuits, or they start taking his properties. Now, just to be clear, these nefarious deep state Luciferian, godless, Marxist, globalists who have said that Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. They now want to take the Mar-a-Lagos to pay off. So remember, the crime they're accusing him of is an overinflating his values. So they're going to take the property, the value that they say they're worth, to pay off the legal situation. Now, again, someone says, this is so depressing. This is a depressing show. I don't like this one. No. I talked to a guy at church on Sunday, and he says to me, what can we do? What can we do? He's kind of mentally crumbling on me a little bit. He's like, what can we do? I said, what you can do is you can go to DonaldJTrump.com. Don't get scammed. Don't go to the site. Go there. And if everybody who voted for Trump, let's say it's 80 million people, if we all donated $10, we would be done with this conversation. We would have just paid the judgment. And you say, well, what if he gets fined for $2 billion? Then we would all, because we're all good at math, we would all donate $30. And we would keep this game going until we save our country. We have the financial capacity and the tenacity to donate $10. You say, well, have you donated $10? Yes. So yeah. I'm just saying, let's go to DonaldJTrump.com right now. Everybody watching right now, donate 10 bucks or more at DonaldJTrump.com. When you do it, if everybody did it, we would literally pay off this ridiculous $454 million judgment in 10 minutes. Because there's 80 million people. If we all donated $10, we'd pay it off. So instead of worrying about what we can't control, and that guy at church, he was like, what if it's $2 billion? I'm like, well, then we do $30 a person. What if it's $4 billion? Well, see, we keep doing math. We'll do $50. What if it's... He couldn't handle the idea of doing anything. And I want to empower people today. I want to give you things you can do. So you go to givesandgo.com/NavarroDave, support. And again, if you just text me proof of donation to my cell phone number, people say, your cell phone number? Why would you give that out? Do you hate yourself? No, I'm just trying to save our country. It's an effective way for us to communicate. You can text me at 918-851-0102. It also makes the subpoenas more fun. When I get subpoenaed, and they go, see all your text messages. I'm like, okay.
Have at it.
That's my story. You can just text proof that you donated to Peter Navarro and or Trump, and you have a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken Tour. Also, if you want to get a checkup from the neck up, you want to grow that business, you want to increase your profits so you can donate more. I want to say the lady's name, but she was so great, Dave. She's like, I came to the Virginia event. My husband and I are making decent money. I thought I was kind of quasi-retiring. I'm in my 50s, and we make good money, and I'm just coasting along. And then I saw how bad the situation was, and I thought, okay, I know what I can do. I can double the size of my business and give all the money away. And so she said, once I listened to your show, I'm taking notes every night, thrivetimeshow.com. And then once I made my first 10,000 of profits, I donated it to you. And I committed that I would call you a year later, and I wanted to become a client and come to your workshop in June. And I just thought, that is what we're talking about today. There's things your listeners can do today, Dave. Everybody watching this right now, there are things you can do that we can do, which has been the motto, Stacey, of your show since you started. You're trying to wake people up, get them to speak up, get them to take action. I am uniquely fired up right now because I think only the God-inspired entrepreneurial mind is going to save this country. And I think it's going to require all 80 people $80. I think it's going to require it to save our country. I really do.
I love the things that you're bringing today. I love that whole idea of even breaking down. What would it look like? Because that's why we always talk about, you know, we all wanted President Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. What we really need is 80 million of us doing one thing every single day to save our own country. But us donating 80 million of us coming and being like, okay, President Trump, we're going to help you to pay this off. And it doesn't cost us an arm and a leg. It costs us $10 or $20 or $50.
Giving a one finger salute to the establishment too.
It is.
I like that part.
It's such a great solution.
It's incredible.
I love it.
It's so practical. Again, I'm not trying to mock the guy, but you know, there's people that we had a guy the other day. He was trying to sell me something, and I'm sitting here, but right to my right, that's the front door to the building, and I keep my desk by the front door for a lot of reasons, just so I know what's going on, you know. And we have employees coming in and out. And I had a sales guy who was bringing me the doom cloud. You know, he's trying to sell me a thing, but he's also bringing me a side of doom cloud. So a couple things are wrong here. One, I appreciate the fact that he just knocked on my door and showed up. I like the cold call, the cold show up. I like that. But I didn't like the whole, you know, I'm like, can I help you? And I don't like the whole, yeah, I just need to meet with you. And I just don't like the low energy, the defeatism. I don't like the idea that he's just showing up to check the box. If he would have said, hey, I'm here to save you a lot of money, and I know you're busy. When would be a good time that I could meet you for 10 minutes? And I'll even pay you $40 for a 10-minute meeting. I know that move works because I've taught that to multiple salespeople. And if he would have done that, I would have said, I don't know what you're selling, but sure, for $40, I'll give you 10 minutes of my time. Instead, it was like this doom cloud of poverty and pity and depression. And I don't do that gear. So even though you're hearing about the horrible things happening to Peter Navarro, be praying for him, and President Trump facing prison time, there are things we can do. And I'm giving you three solutions today. I'm saying go to givesendgo.com/Navarro. Someone says you already said that. Well, the book of Revelation says, let them that have ears to hear, says it over and over and over to the point you would think we would recognize it's asking us, do we have ears to hear? So repetitiveness sometimes creates that level of success you need, that we're just repeating the same thing. Second is you go to donaldjtrump.com. Go there, donate something. Third thing you can do is you can wake up your family and friends. Now, I give a clip right going to help you wake up your family and friends to what's happening. For those of you who are like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to wake them up. Listen to this clip. Hopefully the first 10 seconds serve as good ammo for you.
We are shifting from an organic to an inorganic world.
Yes.
We are organic beings. Again, we constantly go back to the body. Even our mind, our imagination is ultimately the product of organic processes. So we think on an organic time scale.
This guy is talking about switching from organic to inorganic with the human race. And you say, what's his name? His name is Yuval Noah Harari. And you say, why does it matter? Dave, do you know that Yuval Noah Harari, he went to Jesus College?
Did not know that.
What? Nobody knows that. Type in Yuval Noah Harari. Okay, we're doing
deep internet search here. We're hacking the mainframe.
You scroll down. Education was Jesus College from 1998 to 2002. Okay. Now, this is real. You got to look him up, folks. Okay. He's Israeli. He's openly gay. He rejects the God of his fathers. He's calling for the changing of the times and the laws. And he proudly graduated from Jesus College. And he is a Hebrew professor where he knows the Bible better than most Christians. And his name in Hebrew means the father of music, as in the days of Noah, shall ascend to the mountaintop. Yuval means father of music, Noah, as in the days of Noah, Harari. And he went to Jesus College, and he's openly calling for the changing of the times, of the laws. He's openly doing this, and you're beginning Luciferians. So watch this. You go to ynharari.com, ynharari.com. Let me see if I can type. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Fingers on the home rail. Feeling the flow. Okay. This end when humans invented gods and will end when humans become gods, says Yuval Noah Harari. Remember what Bible, Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, it says it'll be like as in the days of Noah before the return of Christ. Bingo. Boop, 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 boop. Guess who's talking about it? Robin Bullock talks about it. Look it up there. Also, the Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14 says, when the Euphrates River dries up, the false prophet will show up, and China and Russia will team up. This just in, all of that's happening. So someone says, well, I'm going to put off donating today. I'm going to put it off. I would just say, can we donate before the return of Christ? Because it's probably going to be soon. I mean, I don't know when Christ is returning, but I mean, we got to have that urgency. If you're thinking about sharing with your family and friends about Jesus Christ, now would be, if you're thinking conference, now would be a good time. You're thinking, we got to take action. We got to take action. So if you pull this up here, this Grimes, this is Elon Musk's, I would call her Elon Musk's advisor. Some might call her a woman who created two kids with Elon Musk, but her name is Grimes. And Grimes is this, bizarre creature who likes to often refer to Dune as though it is a proactive strategy for living life. And she's now telling people we need to change the times. Yuval's calling for changing the times. So she posts the 14th. I noticed the acceleration began in earnest around Pi Day last year. And yet again, this day does not disappoint. I recommend switching from Anno Domini, which is AD. So there's like BC, like before Christ, and AD. So history means his story. She's saying, I recommend switching from that, from referencing Christ with our time, how we keep track of time. I recommend switching from Anno Domini to Light Ages, naming convention, last year being zero, this year being one. Now, for anybody out there, again, he's like, I don't see the sense of urgency. King Charles launched a countdown clock to the year 2030. And he's describing the things we have to do to get to Agenda 2030 will be troublesome for most. Now, when you think of troublesome and you start to look up words, you start to say, what does the word tribulation mean? You start to say, what does that mean? Trouble. And you start to see we're going to see great suffering. People have to be prepared to suffer. And you see King Charles says we're going to have to get ready for some trouble. We're going to see as we move to Agenda 2030, 7-year countdown. I mean, if you not see this, folks, and I say all this to say, if Jesus comes back today or he comes back in 1,000 years, life is not a dress rehearsal. And so we've got three calls to action today we got to do. One, we can go to timetofreeamerica.com. We can get a ticket for the Reawaken America tour. We can go to thrivetimeshow.com and you get a ticket for the business conferences, June 27th and 28th, America tour in Detroit, June 7th and 8th. Or say, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to donate. And I'm going to donate right now, givesendgo.com/Navarro. Great job, Zoe Smith. Great job, Debbie Horgan. Job, Vicky B. Great job. And I am pushing this. I'll be on Peter's Substack later today. I mean, we are just going. We're going to hit that number. And then right here, we've got GiveSit. If you go to DonaldJTrump.com, you can donate to support him there. So I'm giving you three calls to action. So you got our business conference, the Reawaken America tour. Those are options, timetofreeamerica.com or thrivetimeshow.com. I'm giving you an incentive. If you donate to these folks and you text me proof of donation to my cell phone number, you have a chance to win a backstage pass. Hopefully I'm showing you the fruit of why you would want to be successful. Mm-hmm. My client who did 800,000 last week of revenue, do you know that he's making more every week most people make in 2 years?
Wow. And he could instead of saying, I hope a rich guy would solve this problem. Why not be the rich guy that can step in and help solve problems?
How about the moderately, having the situation, I was okay. Our business, my husband and I had saved up some money. We were doing okay. And I wanted to donate to support some of the people on the stage at the Reawakened, but I didn't have the money to do it. But I heard from someone in the crowd that you're a business guy and you have a podcast. So I just thought, it doesn't cost me anything. I'm just going to go find your show and I'm going to listen to the shows that are about business. And I'm going to take notes and I'm going to grow my business so I can give more. Devin, the one who took the $10,000, took the $10,000 donation from her last year. Devin's been here 2 years and she called in today. She goes, do you remember me? And Devin's like, who are you? She's, I'm the lady who donated $10,000. We're like, she goes, I do remember you. She says, well, I want to be a client. I told you I would. I want to become a client. Let's go. So that kind of thing. And you can't outgive God. When you start supporting and being generous, God has a way to boomerang it back into your life. So hopefully we've given people a lot of action steps. Hopefully everybody courage, but beyond the feeling, action is the real measure of intelligence, to quote Napoleon Hill. Action is the real measure of intelligence. So if you listen to this show and don't do anything, it's kind of like I really like AC. Do you do anything with what you learn? No, this is something I do. I also watch grasshoppers and squirrel migration patterns. I love it when the squirrels move around. It's exciting. I've been tracking it on my sheet here. Look at their This is mindless consumption of information. This is not for entertainment. This is for empowerment. Everybody take action today.
I love it. Wake up, speak up, and show up.
You're the best. You are even better than your internet connection. Last thing as we leave, some of your books, I don't know which ones. I know for sure this one is available even as a free PDF if people go to your website. They can buy the book and get it. But a lot of people are reading stuff on iPads and computers, things like that. Can they get a free download of books as well? I know
if you go to thrivetimeshow.com/millionaire, that's the website, thrivetimeshow.com. And by the way, we have hundreds of people that do this every day. So thrivetimeshow.com/millionaire. And because I've written, I think it's 25 books, I think, but people will go here and be like, oh, I liked your book on public speaking. I'll get the book on search engine. Oh, I like that. I like the book Jackassery. And people say, well, how do you make any money? I have this philosophy, and I'll leave you with this. Maybe this is a pro tip. My philosophy towards sales has always been this. This book I wrote, Doctorpreneur, one man that I know of has read that book, and he's now a multi-millionaire. One guy, he's an ophthalmologist. He calls me, and he's like, read the book cover to cover, and I'm implementing it. So, I'm writing these books. I don't know who's going to read them, but my theory is I'm going to give you so much free stuff, so much value, so much content, so much whatever that is, that eventually at some point you're going to say, all right, I give up. I'm just going to come to one of your conferences and see if you're going to scam me. Because we've been giving stuff for free for 9 years. And that reminds me of the Morales brothers. Morales brothers. This guy, true story, that's his website. He's doubled his business in the past 18 months. And he told me during his onboarding, by the way, his testimonial, you can watch it at thrivetimeshow.com/testimonials. He said that he watched our show for 9 consecutive years, was downloading the books, and he thought, well, I might as well buy something from the guy. And so he came to the conference, and now he's doubled his business. So that's my whole philosophy, is just to give value. And eventually it boomerangs back. And I hope everybody out there has been blessed by today's show. And I mean this, you guys have been consistent with your mission since I've met you. And I just think it's awesome to see you guys providing people practical strategies, whether it be through Kirk Elliott or through business advice. I love what I'm seeing cooking. I'm starting to see it marinate, and it's exciting to watch it come to pass.
Man, Clay, thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Thank you for everything that you're doing to help to save this country. We really appreciate it.
I'm going to go fix my internet connection. Take care, guys.
The Thrive Time Show 2-day interactive business workshops are the world's highest rated and most reviewed business workshops, because we teach you what you need to know to grow.
You can learn the proven 13-point business system that Dr. Zellner and I have used over and over to start and grow successful companies. I mean, we get into the specific steps on what you need to do to optimize your website. We're going to teach you how to fix your conversion rate. We're going to teach you how to do a social media marketing campaign that works. How do you raise capital? How do you get a small business loan? We teach you everything you need to know here during a 2-day, 15-hour workshop. It's all here for you. You work every day in your business, but for 2 days you can escape and work on your business and build these proven systems, so now you can have a successful company that will produce both the time freedom and the financial freedom that you deserve. You're going to leave energized, motivated, but you're also going to leave empowered. The reason why I built these workshops is because as an entrepreneur, I always wish that I had this. And because there wasn't anything like this, I would go to these motivational seminars, no money down, real estate, Ponzi scheme, get motivated seminars, and they would never teach me anything. It was like you went there and you paid for the big chocolate Easter bunny, but inside of it, it was a hollow nothingness. And I wanted the knowledge, and they're like, oh, but we'll teach you the knowledge after our next workshop. And the great thing is we have nothing to upsell. At every workshop, we teach you what you need to know. There's no one in the back of the room trying to sell you some next big get-rich-quick, walk-on-hot-coals product. It's literally, we teach you the brass tacks, the specific stuff that you need to know to learn how to start and grow a business. And I encourage you to not believe what I'm saying, but I want you to Google the Z66 Auto Auction. I want you to Google Elephant in the Room. Look at Robert Zellner and Associates. Look them up and say, are they successful because they're geniuses, or are they successful because they have a proven system? When you do that research, you will discover that the same systems that we use in our own business can be used in your business. Come to Tulsa, book a ticket, and I guarantee you it's going to be the best business workshop ever, and we'll even give you your money back if you don't love it. We've built this facility for you, and we're excited to see you.
And now you may be thinking, what does it actually cost to attend an in-person 2-day interactive Thrive Time Show business workshop? Well, good news. The tickets are $250 or whatever price that you can afford. What? Yes, they're $250 or whatever price you can afford. I grew up without money, and I know what it's like to live without money. So if you're out there today and you want to attend our in-person 2-day interactive business workshop, all you got to do is go to thrivetimeshow.com to request those tickets. And if you can't afford $250, we have scholarship pricing available to make it affordable for you.